turned to another protester who witnessed the shooting. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller confirmed the death of the 26-year-old woman, but did not say whether she had been shot by Israeli troops. He said the U.S. was gathering more information about the circumstances of her death and would have more to say. Miller and the doctors who treated her released the woman's name, but the activist organization she was volunteering with, the International Solidarity Movement, said her family had asked she not be identified. The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national while firing at an instigator of violent activity in the area of the protest. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A fire raged through the dormitory of a boarding school for young children in central Kenya in the early hours of Friday, killing at least 17 boys sleeping there, police said. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
The blaze occurred at the hillside in Darasha Academy in Nyeri, a primary boarding school for young students. Police said 17 boys had died and 14 were injured, though 70 remain unaccounted for, according to Kenya's vice president. Rigathi Gachagua added, however, that some may have been taken home by their parents in the night. Officials say the boys were aged between 9 and 13 years old, and the dormitory housed 156 students. Local resident Philip Gathogo tried to help.
We saw several children in there that had been burnt. I was lucky to save one of them, but I heard that he later died.
The cause of the fire was not immediately clear.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. The International Criminal Court said on Friday it had terminated proceedings against late Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh following his death in July. The ICC is currently weighing a request for arrest warrants against Israeli and Hamas leaders. This is VOA News. The use of donated United States weapons for long-range strikes into Russia would not turn the tide of the war for Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said